90 years old, Jess, and all your years with your family running Skydive Vancouver, where does a 90-year-old rank on the list of oldest skydivers you've had?
Definitely at the higher end there. Last year we had a gentleman for his, it was basically for his 100th birthday, but I think he was still 99 at that point, but turning 100 within a couple days.
Wow, that is absolutely insane. What's it like for your staff taking up someone 90, 100? Are you guys kind of a bit nervous as well?
Sometimes a little bit. There's definitely a little bit extra pressure, I'd say, when you have someone of that age. They just really want to make sure everything goes nice and softly for them. And even soft parachute openings are fragile at that age.
Just a little bit more fragile. Obviously, we're not all like the Barbaras of the world, you know. For myself, I've always wanted to do it. But then there's that devil in the shoulder, obviously. It's 10,000 feet. And I just feel like every year, dare I say, I'm only 33, I get more nervous, you know, at the thought of it, which, again, Barbara should be our hero to change all that, but you've done more than 14,000 jumps, so what can you say to change nervous Nelly's mind like mine?
Well, first I must say that typically people that are a bit older like that are super calm and cool with the whole thing.
They're like, I've been through wars.
Yeah, exactly. For the most part, the equipment has come a long way. I'd say for the last 10 years, it's been top-notch. You just don't see many equipment problems. All of our equipment has two parachutes in it, so we always have a backup that we don't intend to use. For example, I've got 14,000 jumps, and I've used my backup parachute 5 times. There's also a computer device in there. So just in case something happened where we got like knocked out or something, it'll still activate the reserve parachute.
Crazy. So it's an automatic, you know, say if you were to pass it on top of me, it would just, the chute would open up automatically?
Exactly. So it's kind of like a little guardian angel we have, I guess, for lack of a better word.
That's great to know, though, only 5 times in 14,000 jumps. Because sometimes the news, you know, on YouTube, we watch these disaster videos, and it's easy to get a bad perception sometimes, right?
Yes. I tell all my students, I'm like, watch the YouTube videos. They're stuff that just doesn't even really happen. Yeah.
Just don't watch it the day of. It's not worth it. Totally misleading. What's the weirdest thing in all your jumps with people that someone's done? Well, like after you've jumped off the plane, you know, a second in, has anyone ever prayed or thrown up? Like, what's the weirdest experience you've had?
Unfortunately, I have had someone throw up.
Oh, gross.
So that definitely does happen. But for the most part, everyone's there that wants to do it. I think the biggest thing that happens is everyone, once the parachute opens, they're like, that wasn't bad at all. They're expecting this crazy, life-altering thrill that's going to completely scare them. And it's really more surreal. You just feel like you're laying on a cushion of air up there, and your vision kind of opens up, and you can see the beautiful mountains around.
So it's actually, like you said, once you've done the job, a pretty calming experience.
Well, even about 10 seconds into it. Because I think the anticipation is being in the airplane, watching that door open and being like, oh my goodness, they're going to make me step outside of this thing. And then you leave the airplane and very quickly it turns very surreal and it becomes just a calm, amazing experience.